Well, I think there's really, we have guidance that really focuses around three key things. And the first is really around a firewall. Now, a firewall, I always have this analogy of, if you imagine your computer like a switchboard, your internet connection is like a switchboard, right? It's made up of all these different ports. And there's an operator there. It's connecting ports constantly. Just, okay, connecting here, okay, connecting there. If you think of your internet connection as a switchboard, then what a firewall does is a firewall sort of provides call block, right? You're coming in on this port. I'm not going to connect you. I don't know who you are. You know, it's sort of a denial situation. You know, unless I know who you are and what you're doing, and the user's told me it's okay, I'm not going to connect you to this port. And so what it can do is it can really block a lot of the most common attacks that attackers can try to do on their systems. The second piece that we really urge customers to do is really around software updating. You know, we really want people to have automatic update on. We really want them to go ahead and get the patches as soon as that they're available and go ahead and update their operating system. These are very, very important things for customers to do, firewall and software update. The cleaning portion really moves into antivirus, and that's the third step that we really, really urge our customers to do, is to always have good, up-to-date antivirus software. This helps with a variety of different things, right? There's a lot of talk people have around spyware, adware. You've got to remember some pieces of these software are actually not doing anything malicious, right? That doesn't mean you want them on your system, but they're not necessarily taking advantage of a vulnerability or infecting files. To that extent, you know, a antivirus software may not be able to detect that. And to that extent, it's also good to run a good spyware detecting program. And there are many third-party ones that are out there that are really, really good. But the antivirus specifically speaks towards malicious software, software designed to attack, software designed to infect, designed to take an action on your system that you did not authorize. So the three key steps that we always urge people to do are really around the firewall, automatic updating, and then running good antivirus software.
Right. I've found lately that it's not enough to have a software firewall in this situation. When you get a new machine, the firewall's not on. And it's not patched, right?
Wait, we should step back and say, when you get a new machine that doesn't have Service Pack 2 pre-installed.
That's true. That's
true. If you go buy a machine right now, you know, we've already seen them hit, you know, Best Buy and so forth. You know, I saw a Sunday ad. We may have to stop here. Airplane flying. But yeah, I just saw an ad for, I don't remember which retailer was it. It might have been Best Buy or someone that had laptops with Service Pack 2 pre-installed, advertised there in the circular. So
already.
So there you get a new machine with all the updates and the firewall turned on. Just gotta inject that right there.
Yeah. I was talking with Dan Appleman, and he wrote a book called Always Use Protection, and it's aimed at teenagers. Because he found that teenagers' behavior online is different than that of adults. For instance, they turn off firewalls.
Because of video games, file sharing, IM clients. Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I recommend for people with that kind of usage pattern, get a hardware firewall so that if you do turn down the software firewall,
we're pointing right again to the goodness of SP2. They can do, you know, per process exemptions instead of, you know, if you're not running the client, then you shouldn't have the ports open. So, you know, if your video game server, Quake or Doom 3 or whatever, it needs a port to listen on. In Service Pack 2, you can say for this EXE, turn off the firewall while it's running. When it's not running, and it only turns off for the ports you specify, right? And only the ports that it's listening on. So it's not turning off the whole firewall. And so that, again, points to that goodness. And, you know, for those customers who can't go to Service Pack 2 right now, I do know that a variety of third-party firewalls have this functionality. And so I urge all of them to try something like that.
There's a free one available on Microsoft.com/protect.
We point to a couple. We point to Zone Alarm and many of the others that are out there as well. Yeah, so sure, there are.
Well, not free. There's a 12-month free version.
Yeah, exactly. We point to off our /protect site. Yep. We really, you know, if for customers who really want to get the SP2 experience, the Service Pack 2 experience, we urge them right now. Now that it's completed and we are preparing it for release across Windows Update. We really urge everyone to turn on automatic updates so that they can have that delivered to them automatically.
Right.